This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is the stuff I put on everything I shoot, everything I fire, and on my right elbow. And that was email coming in. Now then, before there was a Maj Ture out there trying to get into the inner cities and do fellowship and outreach and everything else, there was a couple of people out there prior to him. I mean, Maj is, you know, cool looking. But, you know, there have been other people out there doing stuff before that are just as cool and actually probably deeper into the inner city. Not only that, but they get out there and they create fellowship. And joining me now is one of these guys. I don't know exactly how to describe what he does, so I'll let him describe what he does. Joined now by Tony Simon. Good evening.
Good evening, Bill. How's it going?
Why, Ben, why we got so much feedback coming at me? Do we know?
Hold on. Might be me.
Okay.
All right, how about now? Is everything cool?
You're cool. You're coming in 5x5. I could hear me bouncing off of you, though. I think that might be just about right. Anyway, what is it that – tell us about Tony Simon. I mean, I met him. He was out there. He was out there doing his thing at the NRA convention, just constantly in motion, so I didn't get to really sit down because he's like, hey, Bill, good to meet you. Love your show. Can we have a picture? Boom, he's gone.
I was very busy at the NRA annual meeting, trying to get out there and meet people from the industry to spread the word about what I do, or at least what we do. It's the Second Is For Everyone diversity shoot. I came upon Second Amendment advocacy in New Jersey totally by accident. I'm originally from Virginia, Marine Corps veteran, moved up here after finishing my time in the service. And tried to get into the shooting sports in New Jersey and found out there were a lot of obstacles. So it took me a few years to get going, legally get my firearms from Virginia to New Jersey. I filled out my paperwork. I finally get my firearms. I buy my Ruger 10/22, and then Sandy Hook happens. And all of a sudden, it's all breaks. Every legislator is climbing out of the woodwork trying to pass some silly law that means absolutely nothing. And it ticked me off, so I started writing. Because, you know, the legislators, they work for us. So I started writing letters, and it was really difficult writing a letter to a legislator that you've never met and didn't even know. And once I got it started, myself and my friend Sean Fisher, he runs Black Bag Resources, but he's been a real big motivation behind me. We wrote the letters together. And I started posting it on my Facebook page just to help anyone else out who said, hey, I don't know how to write a letter. I'm like, well, here's my letter. Use it as a template or just copy and paste it. I don't care. We need to speak up. So that started my advocacy. They decided the New Jersey legislators in Trenton decided they were going to drop our magazine capacity limitation from 15 to 10. So I took the time off. I went down when we were going to speak. There were 200 pro-gun people in the room. We all spoke. We all had great points, and they had 11 anti-gunners there whom they listened to, and they voted, the legislators voted along party lines, just like they said they were 2 days prior to the hearing. So what we did made no difference, and that made me angry. Also, looking around the room, I was the only African-American male there that was pro-gun. And I know there's a lot of us. I know there are because we shoot. I see them at different ranges around the state. And I noticed that whenever I went to a pro-2A meeting, I was the only African-American in the room. No matter what group I showed up with, pretty much I was solo. So I decided to make it my mission, after some prodding, again from Sean, and help from Anthony Colangelo of Gun for Hire Range. I spoke to him again in February. By February 9th, I had my first diversity shoot hosted at Gun for Hire Range in Woodland Park. So that got me started. It was very small. It was word of mouth and pretty much social media. And I had six guys show up, African-American and Hispanic. We talked about the Second Amendment in New Jersey. And I took them to the range, and we shot some guns. And that was the very start. It wasn't that great. I was kind of upset because, of course, I only use Facebook, and I had almost 30 people say they were going to come out. Six showed up. But, again, with help from friends, they were like, hey, stick to it. Stay because you're doing the right thing. So I did. And I've been hosting these events every 2 months, and it's grown through the help of, again, friends, because that's why I always say we, I never say me. We have made this thing grow because I've had volunteers from every aspect and people like yourself and industry people to help me out pretty much from the beginning. Everybody's been positive, and everyone wants this to work.
Well, I'm glad you stuck with it. I mean, like when I started this show, you know, I would get it out there and take the podcast and throw it out somewhere, and people would be like, what's this doing here? It's to listen, alphabetize it.
It was really disheartening the first time, but we did it again. Then we did it again.
Right.
And I decided to just dive right into it. And one of the guys that really helped me out, besides, again, Anthony Colangelo, who's been great, and I'll tell you how he runs the event and helps me out. But one of the guys that helped me was Rob Pincus. Firearms instructor, personal defense network, yep. All that. He was a guest speaker at an event in South Jersey with the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. I had read it in their newsletter because I was a member of them also. I mean, I tried to join every group in the state, but I was a member of them. I drove down there 2 hours one way just to get a chance to speak to him and tell him what I did. He was nice enough to help me out, donated some DVDs, signed a couple of books, and told me what I need to do is step up and get the industry itself involved. Well, I'm like, how do you do that? I have no idea. He was like, call them. Yeah. Talk about easier said than done.
Right.
So pretty much since the middle of 2015, every Monday I make cold calls to 10 different companies in the business. Do you know how many no's you get when you cold call someone?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I know how many cold calls you get. I sure do.
But you do it. About my whole purpose is
that's the only way to do it, though. I mean, what you're talking about. Yeah. We're coming up on the first break, so for people
to
check out some of your stuff and everything, tell them where to go to look. And
you can go on Facebook. Check out Simon Says Train or The Second is for Everyone. You can also check www.thesecondisforeveryone.com. How's that?
For some reason, I was thinking you had a podcast, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do have a podcast. My podcast is the Gun and Gear Review Podcast on the Firearms Radio Network.
There you go. We'll be right back. My guest, Tony Simon. This is Lock and Load.
time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Back.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense.
Beating yourself in Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Indeed it do. My guest this hour is Tony Simon from Simon Says Train. Question for you. Now,
yes, sir.
I know Anthony Calantro, and I know that this is a are the Second Amendment proponents in New Jersey, do they all have to be just as fired up as the two of you are?
Pretty much you have to be that because you have closeted gun owners in this state. We have a million gun owners in Jersey, but you can't get them to come out or speak up. They keep it on a DL like you would not believe. Don't tell anybody. Where I work at, I work in Department of Corrections, and I lay it out there. I'm the gun guy. You have a question, you come ask me. And the number of people that ask me in such a around-the-way fashion about firearms, it's ridiculous. It's like, hey, could you come over here? Buddy, I'm thinking about buying an off-duty. What do you think of the Shield or the Glock 42? I'm like, really? We can't have this discussion in public. You want to talk to me behind something. All right. It's that bad here. It's just the mindset of a lot of the people are only bad guys have guns or cops. That's it. No in between. Well, I'm from Virginia. We grew up with a firearm as a tool. Also as a form of fun and entertaining, you know, entertainment for the family when handled correctly. Anytime we had a large family function, there was fun shooting involved of cans and all kinds of things, and then we'd clean it up and go on about our business.
You know, I look at the cases of people like Stephon Lamont Josie, Shanine Allen, you know, people that just thought, I live in the United States of America, in New Jersey, and I have a gun, I'm a legal, law-abiding person, and then they face the now... I mean, I look at the history of gun control, and I know where it started. And then I look at Jersey, and I kind of think they haven't heard the news that the South lost the war.
Oh, please, don't go there, because somehow, anyway, I've had this discussion also. I met Stephon Josie for the first time at the New Jersey Second Amendment Firearms Educational Conference on the 31st of July. A really nice guy. He's not been able to make it out to one of my shoots because of a lot of the issues that he's been going through because he was arrested in New Jersey for owning his own legal firearm and having it on him. Shanine Atlin has been to a couple of my events, and I've also gone to her fundraisers to help her out. She lives in Pennsylvania, and she was royally ran through the ringer in New Jersey, even after she was not acquitted. What's the word? Pardoned. By right. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. She still hasn't been able to get her job back because the background checks, quote unquote, air quotations, whatever you want to say, is still showing a problem. So the woman still can't get her job back. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and it's in a state that's horribly anti-gun.
But it's also, I mean, these two folks, I mean, they're young. And they're Black Americans. I mean, you know, it doesn't. I don't like. Uh-huh. I don't like the racist card at all, Tony. I really don't. Unless there's racism happening.
Yeah.
And when I look at the history of gun control out there, and I honestly believe that in New Jersey they tried this stuff with Allen and with young Stephon Lamont Josie, and because they thought nobody would notice.
Yeah.
But a lot of people noticed that, and a lot of people got, I mean, I had Stephon, the only one I haven't been able to ever get a hold of was Shanine, but I had Stephon on right after he started all of his, shall we say, process that he had to go through on that merry ride, and, you know, when I look at what you guys have to put up with in Jersey, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen, because I've got stuff here in my house that if I were just to cross the border, just step a foot into New Jersey, what, I'm a felon, automatically.
You will automatically fall under the Graves Act, and they will try to give you 5 years in jail regardless of anything you say or do. They do not care. You could be a member of the military. They don't care. You could be a retired school teacher like we had happen here, 70-something-year-old man gets pulled over with a cap and ball. No, not even cap and ball. Flintlock revolver in his glove compartment. All that counts as a firearm, and you don't have permission to have that in your glove compartment. To the point that the VA was trying to get ballistic testing done on it to see if it was used in a crime. Yeah, it's that ridiculous here.
We have that happen all the time here, too. Percussion pistols all the time. We find them at every crime scene, yeah.
Yeah, but of course. And that's one of the reasons I host the event I do, because I have to. The purpose of the event is to get people, regardless of your background, race, religion, sexual orientation. The whole purpose is to bring you together, to let you know the stereotypes of gun owners are not true. They're not all white rednecks, white middle-aged redneck men. They're from every background. Also, the purpose is to make you aware of these laws if you are a gun owner and you just don't know them. To make you aware, I bring Second Amendment groups, NRA, ILA. Christian has been here multiple times. You'll probably be at the next event to tell people what the NRA, ILA does. I also have Second Amendment Society, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. I have Coalition of New Jersey Firearms Owners. I have Second Amendment Women. All of these people come to my events to speak and rub elbows with just regular people to let them know what the Second Amendment fight is about, how they can get involved. And then we have fun. We just get together. All of a sudden, these are real people. These aren't what the news media say they are. You know what I mean? My whole point is to break the stereotype and introduce you to Second Amendment people themselves. Anthony Colangelo, for that one event, has dropped the fees from $65 to shoot at the range per hour, which is pretty much going rate in Jersey, to $10.
Wow.
$10 for range time.
That's not even, that doesn't even cover the ammo, does it?
No. Actually, what I invite anybody who wants to bring a firearm, and we just share. You can come. We have different ports. We have the 50-yard line range to ourselves. We have NRA instructors. A lot of the people that run Second Amendment groups in the state are NRA instructors. So I team you up with them if you're a new shooter. You come and you shoot their guns. You shoot my guns. Anthony has over 200 rental guns that he allows you to rent for free that night.
Let me get you to hold there. We're coming up on the break. Don't go look at what Sean Heron put on Facebook, by the way. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? see them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. My guest this hour is Tony Simon. Simon Says Train, among other things. Right now, they're having a... He and Sean Herron are having a playful back and forth on Facebook as Sean Herron calls him a cheating hooker. Well, Tony says that Sean disgusts him. I like it.
This community is great, man. The stereotypes about the gun community are so false for the most part, or at least the negative ones are so false. Great bunch of people. I've been lucky. I don't know. I've been lucky. I've been blessed to have the friends I have, to meet the people I've met.
Who's it going to be at?
So, hold on a second, Todd.
Sure, sure. Sean Herron, for those of you that do not know, is the host of We Like Shooting, which is an ensemble cast, which I've had Sean on the show before, and I've been
Sorry
on Sean.
About that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Actually, I left some stuff that I purchased at the store. My wife is going to go pick it up for me, and this was the time she decided to come in the room, because whatever. All right. Yeah, so I've met some great people in the industry. I don't understand. Well, I do understand. Because most of us, we're kind of quiet when it comes to our personal lives. We just do our thing. We don't run around showing up, screaming, look at me, look at me, look at me. So when the media, certain politicians and everything demonizes you, you don't really have a forum already so you can strike back against that. So if you have a program podcast, well, more than likely program people are listening to it. You don't have, you know what I mean? So we don't really have that voice out into the regular people area, mainstream. We talk amongst ourselves.
I think that may be changing a little bit. I mean, this show is in it's in regular radio markets, and I'm sure that you notice little bit of growth here and there on your podcast. I do too. Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
As more and more people come along, because there's more and more people coming into the gun world. We're never going to reach. I've given up on trying to find middle ground with people like Sweeney, for example.
No,
that's just not happening. So.
It's never happening. My thing, and I continue to tell people this, let me go ahead and explain what the diversity shoot is, first of all, because I don't know if I've been clear with it. The diversity shoot is pretty much an educational workshop. What I try to do is get people of all colors, races, religions, backgrounds, sexual orientation. Whatever you are, it makes no difference as long as you're a law-abiding citizen. I want to get you together with 2A groups, let them introduce themselves, give you a bunch of great swag from a bunch of great sponsors from around the country. Introduce you to some of the good people in the state of New Jersey. Introduce you to Gun for Hire Range. And then take you out and have you shoot my guns, other people's guns. One of the companies that came through to me was High Point. They came through for me and sent me a 9mm carbine to review for the Gun and Gear Review podcast. Well, I spoke to the president of the company on a couple of occasions, and I told him about the Second is for Everyone. And he said, good, keep this thing for a little while, use it during your shoots, introduce people to the firearms industry using this. Well, 50 people shot this gun. We put 500 rounds through it, and a lot of people, some never heard of High Points, all of a sudden they want to buy High Point because of the price point and the fact that they actually got their hands on one and shot one.
Right.
The other one is people that already had their minds made up about High Points because of what's said on the internet, or their buddy's third cousin twice removed said once about a High Point he saw on YouTube. They're shooting them, they find out they're a fine firearm, and they've changed their mind about them. So my thing is to try to introduce people to Second Amendment advocacy, to quality companies, to quality firearms, and to each other. One of the guys that were at the range, he's Dave Rosenthal, we call him Rosie, retirement age Jewish fella, as funny as you want to be. I had him at, I think, my second or third event, and he was surrounded by a bunch of African-American and Hispanic guys on the range, and he was showing them how to run 357 Magnums, and they were just hanging on to his every word like gold was falling from his lips. And I'm like, in what other situation would you see a retirement age Jewish guy surrounded by young African-Americans and Latinos with the hip-hop hats and the, you know, flat build, and just, it was like the whole urban verse, whatever, man. Just any stereotype you had was wrong. It was all like a lie. No, these guys were there to learn, and Rosie was there to teach, and he was in his environment. And they reached out and did something they'd never done before and were blown away by it. And pretty much I got all of them except maybe one to join the NRA that day. So it just, everything that you thought or would think was blown out of the water at that one event. You know what I mean? About stereotypes and who gets along with whom. It was just all a lie.
Well, you know, I've talked to people before, like Rick Ector out of Detroit. And, you know, I look at people like you and he that get out there, and I would love to do this. I would. I just don't know. I don't live in Detroit. The kind of problems that exist in Detroit and in New Jersey don't exist where I'm at.
Yeah, Be grateful for that.
Well, I am grateful for it, but at the same time, I still don't feel like there's enough people out here. But there's just, if I were to go get people and say, come on, let's go shoot, we get to the range, and we'd be like, okay, we're going to be standing here for 45 minutes waiting for a lane to come open or something. And we just have that issue. So, I would like to be somewhere where, but at the same time, I'd have to give up so much just to live there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, believe me. I wish I lived somewhere else. I wish I didn't have to deal with this. But I live here. this is what I have to deal with. And running away is not really an option, so I'm going to fight it. And I'm going to fight it as hard as I can. I'm going to try to drag as many people into this as I can for them to see the mainstream media stereotypes are totally wrong. There's nothing wrong with firearms ownership. It's a lot of fun to own and shoot firearms, sporting events, various things like that. We do clay shoots. One of the groups, they do hunts. We do a lot of organized activities just to bring us all together. Coming up in September, we're going to have a cookout, which just Second Amendment cookout, come out. I'm going to be promoting that soon. I think it's like on the 25th. But it'll be on Simon Says Train. It'll be on the secondisforeveryone.com. It's going to be on all of it. Bring us together. Let us see that we're all one. The one thing about these laws in states like this is the brotherhood of the firearm. We're real close. We all know each other. We all go to each other's house. We're all friends on Facebook. We call each other on the phones. So the more they try to roll over us, the tighter we become and the stronger I believe we become, especially when their whole house is built upon lies. That's the easiest way to beat them. Just show the lies.
Well, yeah, but I still would like to find you and Anthony somewhere to live down here. Coming up on the last break, tell everybody how to find Tony Simon and what he does.
All right, coming up on the last break. All right, Simon Says Train on Facebook. And the second is for everyone.com or diversityshoot.com. I tried to make it easier for everyone. That'll show you when the next event is. And I'll also have a sponsor page so you can go and check out who sponsors us.
And the podcast.
Oh, always forget the podcast. I'm sorry. Gunning Gear Review Podcast on the Firearms Radio Network. Live every Tuesday.
We'll be right back.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Speaking of Self Defense, the studio. This is Lock and Mode. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. Now, before I bring my guest back on, I do want to say this real quick, if I may, okay? For the one that gave the thumbs down on YouTube, I will find you. And it isn't going to be a happy day for you. And for Facebook, how is it Facebook that I keep getting new likes on the Facebook page and losing likes? Or are we scoring those now like a golf score? Just a couple of musings out loud I just had. I'm sorry. I don't mean to digress. My guess this hour is Tony Simon. Sometimes.
Yeah, I think that was Sean Herron gave you a thumbs down on YouTube. I really think that was Sean.
So you want me to go to Colorado and hunt him down and gut him like a fish?
Yeah, just slap him around a little bit. He only has 15-round magazines, so you'll be fine.
Oh, that's right. He's in Colorado, isn't he? Yeah, the land of horse.
Horrible.
Land of Dudley and Morse. Anyway. Now, one thing that we haven't pointed out that I think we need to point out is that a lot of these things that you're doing and a lot of these guns that you let people shoot and a lot of these bullets that you let them shoot through the guns, you get donated to you. You don't have any corporate sponsors or anything. This is out of the goodness of some people's hearts and the tenacity of you to go and hunt this stuff down.
Oh, yeah. It's donations. It's money out of pocket. It's tax return money. It's overtime money. It's anything I can get to make this thing work. That's what I'm doing. A lot of good companies like Freedom Munitions, they helped out. Federal helped out. Who else? Those were the ones that actually gave me ammo. That was about it. Ammo's the problem. I brought in 500 rounds of 9mm ammo for the last event. About 120 rounds of 308. I still need to get some, I got some 5.56. All of the bring in, I give it away, let people shoot it. Because if you're coming to my event or our event, whatever you want to call it, you're coming to the event and you're shooting your firearms, you're going to bring how much ammo you feel safe letting people shoot. Then after it runs out, you're done. So if I can help out, I'll give you a couple of boxes here. Just to keep the line running, to get more new shooters in, let them shoot something. A few boxes of 22 here and there. I try to hand it out, especially if I already know you're coming. I try to give you a couple of boxes just so, one, you can introduce yourself to a new shooter, and it's kind of a fellowship thing and a thank you thing. Here, I know you went out of your way to bring a firearm to this event. Here's some ammo to shoot through it. I really appreciate it. That kind of thing.
Right. Now, that went at the NRA function, that's what you were doing. You weren't out. I mean, I was out there, and I mean, there was a lot of people I'd never met before, and I mean, I'm busting up on Rick Ector and everything, and I mean, that was, we about killed each other when we met, because we were like on the second floor of my motel.
Mm-hmm.
We just slammed into each other and just about went over the edge. We would have been dead. There's no way to meet nobody. You were out there. It had to be all business for you. You were out there meeting and greeting and trying to get people to give to the cause, which New Jersey, for a lot of people, they look at New Jersey and say, well, better them than me, or whatever they say. I mean, I think about New Jersey, and I think about, gosh, people. I thought you were, I knew you were northern, but I didn't know that you were New Jersey.
The thing about New Jersey is people already give up on it. They were like, yeah, there's no hope there. And my thing is to continue to fight here, because once you stop fighting at a place like this, politicians in free states get bold and think they can pass this stupid stuff. So we have to fight it here. I see a lot, especially with the NRA and things like that, when Anthony Calandra ran for the board of directors or board, NRA board, excuse me. A lot of people didn't want to give him a chance because he was from New Jersey, and they thought somehow, being a New Jersey NRA member, he was somehow anti-gun. I'm like, you have some of the fiercest people in the states that are under pressure, because we know what it's like to lose the rights. So we're going to fight even harder, because once that stench gets in here, it likes to spread. Politicians are lazy. They don't really want to do anything. They just want to make it look like they're doing something. So if they can, quote unquote, save one child, shut up. Oh, please, God, shut up with that. If they can save one child, they will pass legislation to crap all over your civil rights, and they will do it with a smile on their face.
How do they know how many people are saving? By the way, in the chat room, Dr. John Adeen sends regards.
Oh, great. Met John at NRA. Really nice guy. Glad I met him. I spread his card around to other doctors in my area that are pro-gun.
Yeah, he rolled up on me with Rob Morrison, too, and then they just sort of, it was sort of like a very well-dressed wrecking crew.
Okay. 'Cause
I know they got in all kinds of trouble when I wasn't with them. They just got in all kinds of trouble. They're both like crazy dudes, those two.
But I really tell you, that NRA meeting, annual meeting, if you can go, and as an NRA member, go. It's just worth being there to see a lot of these people, Dr. John Adeen, Rob Morris, yourself. I mean, just the personalities are out there, and you get to actually meet them one-on-one, take a photo or two, tell them what you like about their show. Why not? I thought it was funny when I met you.
What I want to do is I want to get together with some of you new media guys
mm-hmm.
at the next event, whether we do it at SHOT Show or whether we do it at the next NRA. And I want us to have our own little mini event there, maybe not there. I'm pretty sure I can find somebody to give me the space and everything. Got to figure out how to broadcast it out. I'm pretty sure I can get Genesis to at least pre-record it with me. And then I got to figure out how to connect with them there and all this other stuff, because I'm not Ackerman McQueen, or I don't have Tom Gresham's machine behind me or Mark Walters, but I do have a bit of a machine. And then I want to bring all the new media people in there, and I just want us to raise hell.
It is funny the way new media gets to take off and be seen and be heard. But it's new. As a guy who's been into this since I was like 5 years old, I've been into the whole gun thing, reading about it, playing with them, shooting them, whatever. To see these new guys come in and young guys, I guess I could say, because I'm a grand old age of 45.
Oh, my.
Young guys come in that are influenced by video games. And there's just, their influence is different than mine. You know, mine was some of the old movies, the cowboy movies, Clint Eastwood movies, James Bond movies. These guys are talking about video games I've never even heard of that they want to get all the guns from. And then when they discover they live in New Jersey and you might get a Garand, buddy, You might get something bolt action, but you're not getting anything belt fed, and you're definitely not getting anything full auto in this state. Now, all of a sudden, they want to learn about it, see what's going on. That's my end with that generation. You know?
45.
It's just, go ahead.
I'd give parts of my reproductive system to be 45 again.
That's all right, man. Listen, we all had to go through it. I'm in it right now. I love it.
Yes, it does beat the alternative. It does beat the alternative. We got about a minute and a half left, so I want to make sure we get everything out there.
All right.
So you can find Tony on Facebook. Simon Says Train. Take his advice. Honor what the man does and get out there and train. And at the same time, pay attention to what he's doing because he's behind the enemy line, if you will. And then the podcast, which is what?
The Gun and Gear Review Podcast on the Firearms Radio Network.
How often does that come out?
Every Tuesday we do it live, and then it comes out later on the week on the Firearms Radio Network for download.
That's important, Tony. The podcasting is the wave of the future, brother.
Podcasting is a lot of fun. Gets the word out there. You can speak to a bunch of different people when it's convenient for them.
Yes, that's on demand, a la carte, or whatever else you want to call it. I wish I could get my cable TV that way. I might actually have television.
Yeah, if you got your cable TV that way, they would cry.
Yeah, I know. And as they were going broke. Anyway, I want to thank you for taking the time to join me. I got a hold of Tony while he was at work, and he took the time off from work to his very dangerous job of working in a prison to give me a buzz. We'll do it again soon. Thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Have a good day, Bill.
We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.